Okay, I open up the door. Just in case he's got like a shotgun. You know what I mean? Right. Not that that's a thing, but what's a shotgun?
Kick open the door.
Right, exactly.
Like Kill Bill 2.
Kick in the door and explodes on you.
Blast, yeah, blast.
You open the door. And, both of you roll me a 46 hearing check.
So, perception.
Basically, perception. In and all you hear is that. You don't hear anything at all. It's just you thought you might have heard footsteps here and there.
Creaking.
But you didn't. Can't directly put where you heard the sound. It's almost like an echo in here. It's like,
So, from the outside, it looks like just like a single story.
No, it's a double story.
Go upstairs. Slowly.
Hey.
Cautiously. Arrow knocked, ready to fire.
Look.
Come with.
Yep, do the same.
Certain start by you checking the checking.
You do
the
see floor. A light.
Oh.
Toward the back. Do we just have some candle? Do we
fireplace?
That's not a fireplace. It's not that big.
Hmm?
I'm here headed upstairs. Where are you headed?
There's a light this way.
Okay.
Yeah, you look down the hallway. There's a light.
You can investigate.
Now, if you want to go upstairs, the stairwell's over here on the left.
See if that's it. I'll watch you in the stairs.
Alright.
Cover your back. Just remember, duck.
Floor!
So I'll take point and I'll mutter, I'm not drunk enough for this.
Are you so back and take it to the swing before you do this?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't bring my ale with me.
Good. Keen, sharp mind. Yes. That's what we need.
Okay. Are you being quiet?
Yes.
And use my ranging skills about everything around you.
Cautiously move towards the light.
One step.
You have taken 5 whole steps.
Okay, 46. Listening again.
Just missed it.
You just fucking...
5 killed me.
He's just up the hallway.
Right.
But I'm no, watching you, the stairs you the might hallway. You might hear something.
4, 6, 2, 1.
Yes.
Oh, you nailed it.
Ah, come back.
You're down the hallway, and you're going to see. I don't know what you're going to say to
him. I said, like, the whisper, or, not like, whistle. Okay.
You're pointing at the door right to your right side. He heard something. You didn't.
Of course.
So, do you go up and join him? Or
yeah,
you just stay back and watch the steps. You're gonna go up and join it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go up and join. You go up and join.
Is the door locked?
I checked it. I
checked.
There's definitely noise coming from us. That's what you heard.
Subtle,
you walked right by it.
Subtle or loud?
You walked right by it, and you didn't hear it, but you heard it in the background. So, he caught your ass. Oh, no, I'm going to say caught your ass. He just might have saved your ass a little bit. Like, hey, you know what? There's someone behind that door.
So I walked by the door and then there was a noise.
You walked by it and all of a sudden the noise started and he heard it.
Okay.
So he quickly
came up with it.
Okay.
High or low?
I'll go high.
Okay.
So I think I'm taller.
So I'm going to crouch down, open the door, shove it open.
Okay, game so on!
Don't stand in front of the door, I guess.
Well, I'm looking in.
You both using bows? Or one you using a sword, the other one using a bow?
I got a bow.
I'll have my sword out with my bow.
You already had it knocked, and put that.
Well, I mean, down a hallway is one thing, but like, open a door.
Close quarters.
Yeah.
Different story.
Right. But, like, he can have...
You don't know how big the room is. You haven't been in.
Well, still, I mean, like, if he's doing high, you know, he can shoot over my head as I rush in or something.
Yeah, because you are taller.
Yes.
So I'm in a crouch position, and I...
Yeah, you're going in low, sword out, and he's shooting over your head.
Right? Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and peek in the room.
Same.
Whoever's in there, come out. Gently.
Make yourself known.
You're just gonna get. Critter's coming at you.
Critter's coming at me. Not person.
No. There's like five of them.
No.
Okay. I'm gonna go up to the first one and I'm gonna fuck what it is. Making too much goddamn noise.
Okay, it's gonna be initiative.
I got an 8.
Hey? Oh. Which one am I supposed to roll in? 10?
A D10.
First attack. You got second attack. Then the rest of them get to do something.
either can I see what they are?
You know what a goblin is?
Oh, alright, cool. I'm gonna run up and just whoosh, make a sweeping slice attack. Hopefully I roll high. Maybe I get cleave damage. Are they grouped up or are they scattered?
You're high enough to be cleave in.
Okay.
But you
know what that is.
Yeah, I know. Good. What cleave
okay.
is.
Yes. Alright.
I might allow that in this thing.
I'm gonna run
down the line, but I'm like, yeah, it's like Clay, you can't give that to like second or third level.
Right.
So,
essentially, like, let's say I do 28 points of damage, right? But the guy only has like 5, and there's somebody standing like right by him.
It's like extra. Throw him, yeah.
A person, yeah. Extra.
Yeah. 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 All right. So I gotta roll a d20.
Roll to hit.
Am I aiming for high or low?
You want high?
Oh, yeah, okay.
You want big, baby.
15.
Boom!
Got him? I know.
Yeah. You nailed that sucker.
What do I...
Now, what are you using, a long sword or what?
Short sword.
Close sword? D6 plus your strength damage bonus if you have one.
So I have D6, D8. What is the D8 for?
Larger than that.
Oh, okay.
And then these things are not larger than that. So, D6 plus your strength damage.
Oh. I got a 1 on the die.
Oh, shit. So you're like, maybe 2?
Well, I don't have any adjustments to hit for strength.
What's your strength?
15.
You don't.
If only it was a
you did 1 point of damage.
Right, if only
that's impressive, this guy.
I mean, if only it was a dexterity based weapon. Like if I had a rapier, maybe.
But you're using a short sword.
I know. Remind me to buy a rapier when I get to town. Sad. I mean, those are based off dex, I think.
Yeah, if you use your dex instead of your strength bonus.
Yeah, which is an 18.
Yeah, you use your dex bonus with a rapier.
Yeah.
Short sword, that's just a basic bonus.
Okay.
Piece of shit weapon. That, man, if you roll good for it,
it does 6. If you roll bad, it does.
It does nothing.
Cleaves off part of his ear or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you hit it. You didn't do much damage to it.
Right.
I mean, you like
startled it.
Got its attention.
I was startled by the quickness of my action.
Okay. You're next.
I'll use my bow to shoot the second closest goblin.
Okay.
Yeah. What?
Well, you don't have to roll very high to free hits. You're proficient with a bow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you get a plus 1 hit with that sucker anyway.
Did you bring the ammo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you bring a lot of ammo?
Well, I have, 20. Yeah,
20.
Okay, it's a D6. What arrow is you using? Flight or sheath?
Yeah, sheath.
D8.
Oh, D8's dead. Three.
Okay, 3 points of damage to him. Now, only 2 of them are going to get a chance to attack you guys. Because the doorway is going to hit in your way.
Where do we no chance to close the door before the goblins. It's like, sorry, wrong room.
Six points, 5 points.
Pause.
That is unfortunate. Yep. Hey. Good characters, bad dice rolls. That's something right out of a freaking book I read. It's like, oh my god. Yeah. Good characters. You could help them out if you knew where the fuck they went.
Well, they went south, but...
That's all you know.
But has it been that long yet?
They didn't, like, leave you a bread trail or anything.
He has my horse.
That way we ain't gonna drag him back.
Well, I'm saying, so he has my horse, so I have to walk on the foot to get down there anyways.
You could always drag Shadow.
Oh, the horse that I don't even know at all? That thing probably fucked me up. I don't have no animal shit on my character. This is no fuck. That'd be kind of fucked up though. Like, somehow I ride your horse out there. How'd you pull that off? Well.
Well, I did this. Yeah, right. And,
is initiative again. Oh, you're all crazy.
D10. Yeah, D10 again.
Wow, you suck. I know. See, like I said, I used up all my high rolls when we were actually... We didn't need them.
All right.
See, we knew that was going to happen.
Remy, you got the first roll.
Can I draw back out of the room without getting an option to use attack?
Yeah, you'll use your attack up to do that. That's your move. That's your move.
I'm drawing back out of the room and down the hallway.
Okay.
I'm going back this way. Shut the door when you leave.
Yes.
Or keep it open.
I'm sorry.
Come down here.
I'm sorry those goblins kicked your ass, but they weren't supposed to.
They weren't supposed to. They weren't supposed to.
Right. Was a 12, now I'm at 6.
He goes over there and do no damage. Oh, yes, he did.
They're
not going to hurt
your ass, but for Christ's sake, oh God.
They're friendly.
Well, they're friendly. They're supposed to yell all loving. Like, no, they're not.
Aren't they? I thought they were using. What are they doing? Using daggers?
No, maces.
Maces.
Oh, wait, no, they're using short swords. My bad.
Okay. It's weird. Goblins using short swords.
I don't normally use.
Where'd they get a short sword?
Your back pocket.
The goblin market.
The goblin market.
It's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Normally use maces. They. Use short swords too. To them, that's a long sword.
I imagine.
Yeah. So you shut the door or you. And then run away?
Like all the bitch? And close the door before I get killed.
Wait, there's. We saw. Light down at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
zombie and five
question
goblins.
The question is, are these things going to chase you out the door as you're going away? Are you going to stick around and find out, or...
Well, I mean, if you shut the door, they have to use their action to open it. So that takes care of one goblin. But if I run back to the beginning of the hallway, that gives me like 15 feet. I can shoot with a bow now, which I'm proficient in, and it does a bigger damage die.
And if they poke your head out,
plank.
Yeah. If you want to do that, you can do that.
That was my idea. I says I ran past and run down the hall, shut the door on the way out.
It's like the two of you could set up both sides of the freaking hallway and just plank them off one at a time.
Right. But from opposite sides of the hallway.
Yeah. On the one side, one is
like door, hallway. So like I'm over here, he's over here, and then we crossfire them, and they have to split. Now it's down to either three one way and two the other way, or
these guys just roll really shitty damage.
I know.
They rolled good damage on you guys.
If I'd have got a six on that, man, probably could have wiped one out.
Man, what might be cool is while he's still back in town, he might be able to find a priest.
To heal you. You're in the parking.
Don't we get a long rest? Don't we get healed on a long rest?
Well, yeah, but we're looking
maybe
for...
Maybe healing as a spell. Or healing as an ability. Where you can actually patch yourself up.
No, you said they rest out and they're back to...
Rest out and get... 2 hit points back a day.
So if you take one more hit of 6 damage, then you're dead.
Or I'm unconscious. That saves, I think.
Do you want to GTFO?
That's what I'm thinking.
Alright. We'll dash down.
Not enough alcohol in this place to keep me here.
Mm-hmm. You haven't found the liquor cabinet yet, have you?
Dash out the hallway. Dash back to the horse.
Okay. Let me just get a simple D20 check. How well do you patch yourselves up? It's more likely you're patching him up and he's patching you up. And neither one of you have any real knowledge of 18. Oh, you did a really good job patching him up. Now he's gonna roll too.
7.
Okay, you didn't do quite as good a job with him. But man, he didn't sew you up, but he took a piece of something and freaking strapped it around you. You're like, okay.
And I have a lot of practice patching up others. By myself in the forest.
So, you guys make it back to town. Are you going to go to a temple first to get healed? Or are you going to go to a healer? Are you going to try and find him?
Yeah, I'll go find him.
Yeah, I mean, we're life and death here.
Yeah, you're not bleeding now. He did a good enough. A 7 isn't great, but hey, you know what? You're not, like, seeping.
Right.
So you're not losing hit points. But you'll lose one every day if you don't get healed in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
You can because that's a temporary patch and it ain't going to last forever. Alright, well. You know, he's got this really nice white horse.
Well, he has
it. It ain't going to be hard to find it.
Yeah, he has my horse. Remember, he took it.
No.
You brought it back? I thought you used it to go down there.
We saddled up 3 horses.
Oh.
Left the white one behind, so now fairly easy to find.
I thought he was going to borrow my horse. But
I was going to try and take Shadow, but he was being problematic.
Right.
And I got the run.
Okay,
what time of day is it when they get back? The next day?
It'll be nightfall. Yeah, because they went in the middle of the afternoon, and they're not that far away. And,
right. Okay.
You'll, arbitrarily say it's 9 o'clock.
Right.
At night.
Still have my same spell.
GTFO?
That's what I'm thinking.
Alright. Mm-hmm. I'm bashed out.
Not enough alcohol in this place to keep me here.
Mm-hmm. You haven't found the liquor cabinet yet, have you? Dash on the hallway. Dash back to the horse. Okay. Let me just get a simple D20 check. How well do you patch yourselves up? It's more likely you're patching him up and he's patching you up. And neither one of you have any real knowledge of
18.
Oh, you did a really good job patching him up. Now he's gonna roll too.
7.
Okay, you didn't do quite as good a job with him. But man, he didn't sew you up, but you know, he took a piece of something and freaking strapped it around you. You're like, okay.
And I have a lot of practice patching up others. I live by myself in the forest.
So, you guys make it back to town. Are you going to go to a temple first to get healed? Or are you going to go to a healer? Are you going to try and find him?
Yeah, I'll go find him.
Yeah, I mean, unless we're life and death here.
Yeah, it's like, you're not bleeding out. He did a good enough. A 7 isn't great, but hey, you know what? You're not, like, seeping. So you're not losing hit points. But you'll lose one every day if you heal in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Because that's a temporary patch and it ain't going to last forever. Alright, well. You know, he's got this really nice white horse.
Well, he has it.
It ain't going to be hard to find it.
He has my horse. Remember, he took it.
No.
You brought it back? I thought you used it to go down there.
We saddled up 3 horses.
Oh.
Left the white one behind, so now fairly easy to find.
I thought he was going to borrow my horse.
I was going to try and take Shadow, but he was being problematic.
Right.
And I got the run.
Okay,
what time of day is it when they get back? The next day?
It'll be nightfall. Oh. Yeah. Because they went in the middle of the afternoon, and they're not that far away. And,
Right. Okay.
You'll, arbitrarily say it's 9 o'clock.
Right.
At night.
Still have my same spell.
I'll let you both roll really just a D20 on your perception. Which one of you notices his horse first?
10.
5.
Okay, you notice it first. You're like, oh, that's his horse. His prize baby.
Pretty horse.
So he's at that tavern over there. So that's where he is.
Yep.
Or at least that's where his horse is. He might be a brothel across the street. You don't know. Mage's got to freaking keep his. Yeah. Which side?
Keep his stamina.
All right. Guys walking the place?
Yeah.
Kind of a little sore. That. And.
Wizard!
Definitely.
And he's sitting there with some other guy.
Hey.
Huh?
I'm leaking.
What happened to you guys?
Goblins.
Goblins?
Yeah, there were. We didn't find the guy that was supposed to be there.
He like bombarded like a bunch of them?
Yeah, there was like 5 goblins in a room.
What? The guy next to him was like, wait. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a minute. Okay, he's gonna touch you on the shoulder, touch you on the shoulder.
Wait. While this is Roland, a cleric I found.
He's gonna give you 4 hit points back immediately.
Well, this is Roland, the cleric I found while you guys are gone.
You said find a cleric. You found one. Cheat. and he's going to be like, okay, oh, God, he's breaking out his bag. And he's like, oh, he's going to bandage you guys up. Because he's got a healing ability. So, yeah, he's gonna heal you guys up. Like, what? 4 or 5 goblins did this to you guys? Oh, what? And this is your support team?
Well, they must have got ambushed or something, right?
That's a good chance. Goblins are really good at ambushing.
They went in the wrong room.
Yeah. Went in the wrong room, okay. How'd you guys hate goblins?
Didn't matter the role battle. But you don't know.
Just the luck of the dice, bro.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they both hit. Thing is, they didn't do shit for damage. And they both got hit, and they did almost mass damage to them. Yeah, it's like, and they didn't have somebody like Roland here to freaking heal them up. Well, now Roland's here, and he's kind of like, oh, hell, what the hell? This is your support crew? Oh!
We're better at ranged. Okay?
It's like, if I wasn't in your charge, I would not be standing here right now. And you want me to go down there and talk to that behemoth? Are you fucking kidding me?
Well, yeah, you're hit first. You should have talked to that guy a long time ago.
Are you kidding? I don't want to go within 20 feet of him.
You guys going to be curious who we're talking about? No.
Just a little bit.
So look at what we found.
You guys are arguing, though, so I'm going to let you roll.
I'm assuming that you are referring to the Myrmidon.
Yeah, that guy down there who likes to kill elves. Or has killed elves. That's a, and you think, I'm not an elf. But guess what? He's going to kill you. Kill you? Kill
you? You're a cleric. He's not going to attack you. He'll be all right.
What do you mean? I might be first. Oh, you gotta be crazy to bring that guy in. Oh, shit, he stood up. Fuck the toys, I'm out here. And he runs off.
And the guy does kind of seem like the kill you for approaching him kind of guy.
And he does stand up.
Well, the thing is, I actually talked to the guy while you guys are gone.
The
yeah. Uh-huh. We're actually coming back to talk to him again. I'm just trying to get the rolling
doctor. The guy you saw in the cage beating the crap out of everything they got in front of him.
Okay.
And he's going
to
walk.
So you're suggesting that we go and we try to befriend him?
He's going to walk toward you. Because you already talked to him before.
Yeah, so I talked to him while you guys are gone.
Okay. He's got really heavy feet and walks. You're looking at Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 80s and 90s. I mean, he is built like a brick house. Now you got a close-up of him. You saw him from a distance. Now you got a close-up of him. Hey, he put on pants. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to make a remark that he's not just wearing a loincloth now. Looks like you need some help.
Yeah, like we talked to you before. These are my ranger guys. I don't know if you met those guys yet, huh?
Hello, I'm Talison.
Pleasure. I'm Zandro.
Mm-hmm. And the guy just ran off as was Roland. He wasn't too fond of trying to meet you.
That's going to be his problem.
Well.
Is he with you?
I was hoping so.
Yes and no?
Well, he kind of just ran off, didn't he?
He ran out the damn door. Once he stood up, he's like, oh! Fuck this noise, I'm out.
I thought I was chase him down, but since you guys haven't really talked to this other guy yet, I don't think you guys would like that.
You want us to go get him?
Yeah, if you want to go run, go get him, yeah.
Well, Marvin, it's nice to meet you. I'm going to go find the cleric.
There you go.
The name's Zeron.
Zeron. Hmm?
What's the pay?
Oh, good question, good question.
Of equal pay? Share?
By equal share, you purchase whatever you find you keep. You with a option to like trade or sell it, or maybe one wants to buy it, one of us wants to buy it, you know, something like that.
I'm with you on that. When do you plan to leave?
I don't know.
Where are we going?
These guys just got back. So, we don't know what the plan is.
Huh? What'd you say the murderer's name was?
Zero.
Zeron. Zeron.
I didn't hear that. Z-E-H-E-R-O-N.
So you're going to go chase down the cleric, right?
I guess. He might just be waiting outside. You guys run outside.
I'll just step outside, take a look, see if I see him.
We're at a bar, right?
Yeah.
That's a tavern.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A tavern, yeah. Never sitting at the bar. There's a few other
step up
customers in here, but they're not customers. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, unless this guy picks up a table and throws it. So when do you plan to leave?
Well, we haven't just discussed that yet, right?
Morning sounds good.
Oh, you guys want to go back down to where you just came from?
Yeah.
That's what the plan is? Need
more help this time.
Yeah.
Need more of a fair fight.
So, what happened if they just came back from looking for...
Okay. Yeah. You're going to look for Roland. You just met. You see him, and he's beatfoot toward this temple of Shintoya? Temple you found.
Yeah.
Okay. He's running there. That's where he lives. He's running there. See? Or maybe something else. But yeah. Listen, you decide if you decide to run him down.
Yeah.
That's important. Hey, you know where he went. Okay, that's good. Not like he went down some alley. You'll be able to find him. And, so what do you say to him? Considering you just met him. He just healed you and then freaking put first bandages on you. Passed you up.
Owen, hey. Hold up a moment. So, I just wanted to say thank you for healing me and patching my wounds. So, my buddies at the tavern, like you met our mage, so.
Yeah, I'm his charge. I'm in charge under him. The temple put me in his service.
Okay, so, why'd you run off?
That guy scares the shit out of me!
Right, well, I'm pretty sure that he's non-hostile for this right now. Oh, he's definitely hostile, but not towards us. We speak his language. It's a transactional service protocol. I would assume.
So you want me to go back there?
Yes, I would like you to accompany
me. Although hopefully he doesn't eat them.
I don't see why he would. You seem a little...
Jerry!
Yeah. I don't think you would taste well.
Especially when you look at him, and you don't know what his real background is. He's into gardening and agriculture. So he's not exactly totally clean. That's what he does. He raises crops. He's a farmer. That turned into a priest.
Roland is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Long story. You'll find out more later.
Oh,
but for right now, you're like, that's what he does around the temple here. Is he tends the garden and takes care of things.
So, long story short, what you're trying to say is that you'd like to come back with me.
As long as I know he's not going
to. Don't worry, I'll protect you.
You just got your butt beaten up by goblins!
They got the jump on.
All right, I'll come back. I'm under his charge, so I have to stay with him.
Right.
Okay. And if he's going to befriend this guy, all right. Go along with
Let's
that.
Just start with in our employ.
Oh, he's going to be
in okay. Not an employee, not like he works for us. He works with us. So he's entitled to a share of company loot.
Yep, perfect.
It's whatever you find.
Right.
Hey, all right, I'll go with
you. Okay. So we head back to the tavern.
Yeah. He's still going to be generated.
It's okay. If you run away again, I'll put a leash on you. I'm good with animals.
Do you like animals too?
Oh, yeah, you and him are going to have a little conversation on the way back. He's got animal handling, too.
He's like, hey, you know, I like animals.
Which is, grew up around him.
So, like, I... I'm looking. Like, animal handling is just something I have, right?
Yeah, it's one of your non-weapon skills.
It was something I had to pick, though, right? Mm-hmm. Like...
Yeah, you didn't get it all night.
Why isn't it on here?
I thought you had it.
That's what I thought. I thought I picked animal lore and animal handling.
Oh, you took animal lore. I remember that. That was for trapping, tracking, and stuff like that. You know what? I'm going to be a kind guy tonight. You got animal handling.
I'm just gonna let you have it. It's a one socket. Unless you want to dump on the other non-weapon proficiencies.
Like mountaineering?
Or yeah, one of your other non-weapon skills. You can switch it over to animal handling. Not an issue. Mountaineering is something I'm not sure you're willing to play. Was that two sockets? Okay, that was one socket. Okay. No, you can go ahead and change it over now. You're still a first level nobody, so guess what? I'll let you switch shit over right now. I've had people switch spells over before. And they were using left and right, and they did. They didn't have the qualification to have that. Chasing those guys down. You're talking to this guy. Why is it in the morning?
Yeah, seems like here, man. Back in the morning enough, but join us. Seems like a little problem with some goblins going on. And,
the longer the way, the more likely they'll be gone.
So, come back early then?
So, what if we left, like, right before dawn? So, when we get there, it's still kind of dark.
Yeah. See what I mean? You guys get a little bit, so, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got infravision, right?
What was it?
You've got infravision or dark vision.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. I have two.
Okay.
I have two, yeah.
And you... Your infravision is even better than his because you're full of them.
Yeah.
We got longer range.
Right. Yeah. That's, yeah, that's when you guys want to go, yeah. Not ready to be.
Willis is stable on Baxter Street. I'll meet you there in the morning. I will prepare him. He starts to walk away.
Grocer's stable, Baxter Street. Willis is stable. Baxter Street.
Sounds good. Alright.
I will prepare. Remember, professional soldier.
Yeah, right?
He's probably going to be a lighter.
Well, he's not going to sleep. He's just going to spend the next 5 hours sharpening the sword.
Could be. Oh, it's in my body. You found it.
Okay, one more for you, though.
I'll try to save her. Oh, shit. Okay. And, yeah.
Well, that's a lot easier, I thought. I thought the guy was gonna... I'm gonna tell you guys, well, that was a lot easier, I thought. When I talked to the guy the other day, he has quite a bit of questions, and I don't think he was gonna be interested at all. Well, something must have changed his mind. I didn't refer to him as being an animal. Maybe that got to him.
Well, goblins change things. He actually gets to kill something.
Yeah, he saw you guys get beat up a bit. Maybe he's like, oh,
just beating people up, I get to actually kill things.
Yeah.
He saw you guys actually did find something to do. Maybe he was like, oh, shit. He was a little curious, right? So I'm going to tell you guys...
The thrill of battle is what changed things.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you guys, when you guys are gone, I was talking to this guy. I had Roland come up with me, and that guy was pretty pissed in his pants.
He's walking out the door when you're walking up with Roland. And Roland's like, oh, Jesus. See you gents in the morning. And he starts to walk away.
Yeah, so when you're rolling it back, I'm like, hey, he's on board. And I guess we're leaving the morning.
Fantastic.
And I'm like, hey, Roland, I was just joking. I was going to go talk to the guy myself. That was the best thing to do. I was not going to make you go talk to the guy.
You said you're gonna make me go talk to him.
It was a joke. You almost pissed yourself the first time you talked to him.
He's wearing a tunic of the freaking velvet knights.
Yeah.
Oh, those guys are killers.
Well, then he's on our side.
Velvet knights, huh?
He's on our side.
If any of you have the local or ancient history or anything, you'll find out. You'll be able to figure out.
I have it.
Who the velvet knights were?
Sounds kind of soft.
Me and Roland have it. Had like the history.
Yeah, Roland. Oh, he knows
about it. So do I.
And there was a time where, all the way from Westgate, the hill's edge, the Velvet Knights would ride along the road wardens and protect the caravan routes. And then the elves at Eldersalt decided to do an attack on Erebor, which is right in the middle. Eldersalt's up here. Anyway. Their timing was really bad, because most of the Velvet Knight Brigade was in Erebor at the time. They got their butts kicked, so they ran back to Eldersalt, being pursued by the Velvet Knights the entire time, killing and slaughtering them the entire time.
Let them right to their home.
And once they got to Eldersalt, the king of Eldersalt capitulated and said, "No mas. I want nothing to do with this." Because the Velvet Knights were ready to attack the city and keep slaughtering them. But now, there's mainly just women and children around. There wasn't much for a military to defend the town. So, he capitulated. Yeah. Well, about 6 weeks after that, when the Velvet Knights got back to Erebor, about 6 weeks later, kind of like the Musketeers, they got disbanded. They weren't needed anymore.
Woo!
So, they all went their separate ways. And now, he's probably just a mercenary, just a hired sword, just whatever. Doesn't mean he wasn't murdered before. But I guess that was war. So, Erebor is about 100 miles north of here. So, how he got here, I don't know. But I saw that tunic and I was like, oh man. Scare that, because those guys are murderers. They didn't take prisoners.
Fantastic.
Just the guys in the job.
Exactly. Dedicated fighter.
Yeah.
No witnesses. Wait a minute.
No witnesses at all.
What about accomplices?
So did I mean the Philistines?
I was thinking
you might just turn into an accomplice of yours. Or at least some of you know. Don't know how long he's going to stick around with you guys. But Roland is definitely going to be leery of it the entire time. Even though he's not an elf. But he knew what that brigade he was in did. And they didn't take prisoners. They freaking chased him down. Destroyed him. Most of the time, humans and elves get along good. It's like, why the elves attack? Don't know. That part of history, I don't know. Was never documented. They never came up with a reason. But they did. But their timing was bad. A lot of the old
Well, I think I'm going to head back to the stables. And, try to play with Shadow a little bit.
Okay.
See you later tonight.
Alright. All right, so then we'll just get ready for tomorrow, I guess. Or dawn, before dawn, right?
Right. I'll let you monkey around with Shadow for a little bit. See if you can... get used to you.
Well, I figured if I come out there and mess around with him for an hour or two every day for like a week, by the end of that week, he should know that I'm food, treats, friendly, and am okay.
Soon later, I'm gonna ride you.
Exactly.
You're not exactly Bronco Bill here. You're like, hey, if you want to do something really interesting on that, stay in the stable.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, you did bring that up before.
Yeah.
That's again. Yeah, let it get used to you. Sooner or later, it's going to come around.
Right. Yeah. Say, because the night before, I slept in the stable with Shadow. That's what the lady wanted me to do, was prove that I'm good with animals. Okay, well, before the week's end, he's going to be a very well-mannered horse for me. I know that.
You get good enough with that sucker, you might get the sucker back up. Be tall too. March.
Trample.
And trample. Horseshoe freaking spike with. Hell, you don't need the spice. Power of the horse will go be enough to bring stuff someone's ass.
Yep.
Okay. So, we'll zip ahead the next morning.
Are we fully healed then?
Yeah, because after he did the healing on you, you got 2 more points back over time. Right. So, you're back, you know. That's what a healing skill does. It gives you 2 hit points back. As long as you rest and you don't do anything rambunctious like trying to ride a freaking pinto.
Or drunkenly step into a fight.
If you, if you just go rest, you'll get 2 hit points back. You guys will be totally healed up. He went back, Roland went back to the temple because he's got to meditate and pray because he used 2 spells on you. He only has 3 first level spells. He's got 3 zero levels.
Okay.
And the advantage with the priest or the mage, he doesn't have to have a spell. And it's like, you know, he can cast Cure Light Wounds 3 times. And then he's got to sit down for 8 hours, meditate, and pray.
Right.
To recharge the batteries. But he also has, he can cast Cure Minor Wounds, which only gets you 1 hit point back. But you're on your deathbed, or it'll stop the bleeding.
Right.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Let's stop you from dying. Where Cure Light Wounds is a D8. It's anywhere from 1 to 8 points probably smells too. So far, that's the only two you've seen so far here. Where you felt better. Now, you still got your bandages around you. Now, next morning, he'll change them and put fresh ones on you. Even though you got all your hit points back, doesn't mean you're not still maybe bleeding a little bit. At least you're probably still hurt. You're probably still out. So, God, that hurts. And now you got your hit points back, and you're not bleeding. But, you know, maybe you got a sore rib or something like that. You might try and patch that up a little bit. Unless you don't complain about anything, he ain't going to look touchy. We'll save that for later.
Got it.
After you get your ass kicked. Yeah. And,
so before the sun comes up, I want to have the horses ready. So we can be ready to ride out.
Yeah, because Roland's got his own mouth. His meal. He's a priest. What do you expect? He's going to get some really awesome horse or something like that? That, and he's a farm guy who became a priest. And you wait till the story he's going to tell you.
So we have an ass riding a mule.
So, before you get together, there you go.
We'll meet the other guy at the other stable there.
Right. Go to Baxter Street and we'll just
trot over there and see what that guy's doing.
He's got a nice horse.
Pretty horse.
It's bigger than your guy.
Makes sense.
There's a knife and all that shit.
Well,
so.
You guys, you got animal handling, so. And that's a light war horse. Doesn't have any parting on it, but now that thing goes on a fight. That thing's trained. And nope. You go in and find him?
Yeah. Go around, look around, find him.
Side waiting for you.
We're all here ready to go. Let's see where this takes
him. He looks different.
Okay.
He's wearing armor now.
Okay.
Armor none of you ever seen. He's still wearing his tunic. And he's proud of that. And this stuff, this isn't like just chainmail or something like that. This stuff is like almost clung to him. Like it's fitted for him.
Mm-hmm.
And full plate mail, and then he took it to a mesh and they used fabricate to mold it. Well, if you ask him, he'll tell you what it is. If you don't ask him, he's not going to tell you what kind of armor it is.
Oh, well.
He doesn't wear a helmet. And you look at his horse when he's getting on it. He's got a long sword on his side and a dagger. And then he's got a bastard sword. He also has a two-bladed battle axe.
So he's ready to go.
Seems I'm glad to get him prepared. I'm glad you are prepared. You realize it's just goblins.
You don't know what you're
You are correct.
Makes a little variety of the way he kills things.
Hey, sometimes the axe is good at knocking down doors. Doesn't mean he's going to carry all that stuff at the same time, but
so is a paperclip.
Yes, so is a paperclip. That's my guy. He might be able to pick a lot of paper.
Exactly.
That's not his style.
A little bit of rust shavings and black powder. Terrorite!
So, y'all head up.
Yep.
Yep.
Just going on a regular trot.
Well, we have a mule, so.
Yeah, we're.
Yeah, you gotta.
We can't really just.
Beeline it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't roll very good for his money, so he didn't have a lot of money to spend. So, a mule was. Got a decent saddle on it. And saddlebags and all that other shit. But. Really couldn't afford a horse.
That's okay. When we kill the goblins, I'm taking the ears.
Now, a better description of this place is it looks like a plantation house. There are a couple, like, not really balconies, but kind of like it looks like places where archers would be at. You know, in bad situations. Because there's arrow slits and stuff. But besides that, that's on the second floor. First floor, yeah, you only got in there about 20 feet and ran into a problem. Walked right into an ambush. In a way.